I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. For singles who've decided to end their relationship with online dating services, well, you can still be friends. A new generation of social websites doesn't promise hot dates with strangers, but rather a way to meet new people through the friends you already have. To learn more about these new websites, we turn to Shenny Jardin. She's co-editor of the technology weblog Boing Boing. Shenny, how do these friendship sites work?
Well, they're a little bit more than conventional dating sites in that they're built on the idea that online social networks should grow just like real social networks. Friends of friends of friends meet each other and extend their circle of friendship.
Well, it is like a friendship because you have to be invited onto this site by someone who knows you and says, send you a little email and says, do you want to be on, for instance, Friendster, the most popular one of these, and you can sign up and then meet other friends.
That's right. So it's a little bit more like people refer to this as social networking sites instead of dating sites. The feel isn't as high pressure as going to a site like Match.com or Yahoo Personals or JDate, where everyone has a very specific agenda, and that's dating. With sites like Friendster or similar networks like Tribe.net or LinkedIn or Rise, there are all sorts of reasons that somebody might be there, perhaps to network for a new job or maybe find people to go snowboarding with or just meet new people in the same area who are really into French New Wave cinema. Another thing that's really fun about Friendster are these sort of fake alias personalities that pop up. I don't think if I were a member of Match.com or Yahoo Personals that I could be propositioned by Saddam Hussein, Satan, and Scooby-Doo all on the same day, but boy, that can sure happen on Friendster.
One sign of success, it's already drawing parody sites.
There are sites like Fiendster, Enemyster, and even STDster, which some people imagine might be the inevitable outcome of so many casual hookups. But I think those kinds of parody sites are just testament to the fact that it's an extremely popular, extremely fast-growing network, as are the launch of similar sites that aren't parodies. Some of the criticism of Friendster has been that it's too gonad-driven, and that it's too much like a sort of a free-for-all dating service. And other social networking sites are now popping up that aim to do a better job at professional and platonic linking.
I can imagine some people hearing this interview and reacting and saying, you know, it's just kind of icky. It's just not what friendship is supposed to be about. A friend is, I mean, most specifically, a friend is a flesh and blood person, not some disembodied digital image. And who knows if that picture on that webpage is even the real person.
Well, the fun thing about Friendster is that in many cases you do know it's a real person. Maybe it's a real person that you spent a lot of time with when you lived in another city once. And this is one of many ways that the internet provides to extend friendships beyond what's geographically practical. I have friends in San Francisco and New York and Washington, D.C. that I love dearly, but I can't hang out with them every day. And social networking applications like this help us to keep in touch, maybe in a little bit more of a frivolous or silly way than if we were sitting across a table from each other having a cup of coffee, but keeping in touch nonetheless.
Shenny Jardin, co-editor of the technology weblog Boing Boing, thanks for coming in to speak with us on Day to Day.
Thank you very much, Alex.